وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. In this episode, we want to discuss a moral vice, something that me and you shouldn't have, because having it not only will put me in danger, not only will get me in trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also it's not good to have with my fellow human beings as well. And that is the notion and the concept of stinginess, something we've discussed before as well. But now we're trying to look at it from a different perspective of how we also can come to terms of fixing it and rectifying it. So al-bukhl in Arabic, it means to deny a person who asks or to deny a request from that which you have extra of. So for example, if you are a well-off person in terms of wealth, alhamdulillah, you have a house, you have everything that you need, and you have a bit of extra money. And a person comes and requests a loan from you, or a person requests help from you. A person asks you for a bit of money, a bit of, you know, something to keep him going, for whatever reason. And obviously, you know, we need to have a valid reason. And we deny. We say, no, sorry, I don't have. Well, that's even a lie. We do two sins. And no, but just denying the person, saying, no, I'm not going to give you, that itself is considered to be a form of greed and stinginess. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. When it comes to a human being, even when he has money, even when he has things to do, he wouldn't give it. Now, sometimes we don't give it to people, and sometimes we don't give it to even Allah, because we are constantly under the notion that what I have is mine. The money that I make is mine. I made it. I worked hard for it. And the reality is, that's not true. What you have is what Allah has given you. Allah just made you in charge of something. So all the money that you have, all the wealth that you have, is actually not yours, it's Allah's. And you're just a person who uses it. So Allah says, in this money that I'm giving you, there are rights for other people in that wealth. It is not yours to say, it's mine, I'm not going to give. No, Allah even made it compulsory to give in terms of alms, in terms of charity, in terms of taxes, zakah, khums and zakah, which are compulsory that we have to pay. And if we don't pay them, we are in a serious trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at the overall problems that we're facing on this earth, it is one of the major problems, if not the major problem, in differences in people's levels, is a distribution of wealth, where some people have the majority of wealth and the rest don't. And those who have the majority of the wealth, they refuse to share it with the ones who are in need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His wisdom, sometimes He sends people my way and your way. Even though we're not wealthy, we're not rich, sometimes we're just, you know, we're just getting by. I don't even say surviving, but we're getting by. And sometimes we can offer as little as we can. We can give something, $1, $2, $5, $10. It's not going to affect me or hurt me. Yeah, maybe I can't afford to give $100, but I can give $5. I can give a $2 or $1. Allah wants to see, will I be the person that gives or will I be stingy? So this is a trait that we need to get rid of, or moral vice, I should say. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So what are the ways that we can help ourselves get rid of this trait? Interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to constantly be in the battlefield. And as a Muslim, we have two battlefields. We have the gun and tanks and bullets battlefield, where we have to defend our land, defend ourselves if an enemy attacks. And this rarely happens. And we have the battlefield of the nafs, the battlefield of the self, of the ego, which means I have to battle myself. And that's sometimes proven to be more severe. And this is proven by experience for those who've been to war. It's easy to carry a gun and start shooting. But to control yourself when it comes to something that you want, you desire, is really hard. And for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter At-Taghabun, verse 16, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. And he who can defend himself against the stinginess, فَقَدْ فَاز. Surely he is a successful person. So Allah is trying to make it very dramatic, like a dramatic scene from a movie, where you will only be victorious if you go through this battling yourself and fighting against your desires. So Shaitan comes in the middle and he says, don't give. This is yours. You worked hard for it. Why should you give it to someone that done nothing in his life, and he hasn't worked for it? He can go work, he can go do this. Don't give. So there's always whispers of the shaitan and of ourselves in our minds trying to convince us not to give. And then we deprive other people. The idea is, no, we need to train ourselves to give. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says there are two types of people in this world. And it is my choice and your choice to be either one. Allah says there is kareem, generous people, and there are greedy and stingy people. There's nothing in between. Either a person has the trait, the beautiful trait of generosity, and those people are, you know, in the highest levels of heaven, because they follow the name of Allah, Al-Kareem. So they adopted that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they live by it. They live by that code. Or no, they go on the other side, which is a shaitan trait, which is to deprive. الَّذِينَ يُرَاءُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ. Those who even prevent people from giving as well. Not only they don't give, but they prevent people from giving. Or we can go to the other side. And that side is the losing side. Allah says, وَيَعَدُكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ الْفُقْرِ. Shaitan only promises you poverty. Because when Shaitan says, don't give, keep it to yourself, that's an equation where I'm losing. So Allah says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعَدُكُمُ الْفُقْرِ. He only promises you poverty. So I also need to ask myself, in which side do I want to be? And sometimes, mind you, it is not easy. But it's something that we can do. We can train ourselves to do. And we can make it easy. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.